no rubric. Students say to me, "Give us the rules." The length, they say, the rubric. And I do not. I give only a blank page, white as a bedsheet, unwrinkled, still cold. Aesthetic experience. Yes, they have felt it, these teachers who slam in and out of stinking classrooms, paper strewn, book stacks aching, all careening towards June emptiness. They felt it, though others wouldn't know it, by their disheveled hair and practical shoes, their outlet clothing, and the creased foreheads deepening over paper grading. They felt it long ago when, as children, their mom or dad read a story just so and waited just so for the words to topple each other as the chase was on for the loot, or the animal died, or the family sank into poverty. They felt it, too, yesterday, when Charlie read a poem in front of the class, all eyes, ears waiting at some heavy door, as each word escaped his mouth like his own name, calling him home. Fierce words, so honest, his tongue bent in anger over the last, when the hush burst, exhaling puffs of grief, and silence took the room. Poetry reading in room 415. The tall boy with sad eyes rises to read his poem. "I'll go," he says, but moves slowly, searching his folder for the poem, then finding it, steadies himself and maneuvers between the crammed desks and students sitting on the floor to the front, where he adjusts his stance in the front of the room, yanks fingers through his long hair. He begins softly. "My old man," he says, "came home last night." He gropes, stumbles, moves words like furniture across a room. "No, he didn't come home last night. Last night, he didn't come home." Words rush, then stop, push. Each one passes out of a mouth. Dry, slow tongue clicks like texting into the stale air of a crowded room. Sweaty, hot breaths, windows all open. But late May delivers no wind. He tilts forward as he reads, leaning into air, his left hand fisted in his pocket like a rock, right hand holding the poem, which rattles in his shaking hand. He reads about a father whom he carried to bed. It's not easy putting a grown man to bed. A voice spoke with grace to place himself in this unsteady world that, like a father, cannot teach a boy how to walk.